Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Field Agronomist Rebecca Vitito about an upcoming Crop Advantage meeting for area farmers. A Crop Advantage meeting is going to be held later this month. Can you explain what this meeting is and who it's for?
Yep, so Crop Advantage is a meeting that we offer for farmers as well as ag retailers and certified crop advisors, and they can come and get some of the latest research-based information from Iowa State. So we'll be covering a variety of topics from lean and mean crop production with the economy that we're looking at right now, to different pest management topics. So we've got tar spot, which is a new corn disease, soybean gall midge, which is a new insect pest, as well as some weed topics. There'll be a topic on some of the details with the new farm bill. So a variety of topics and also a crop market outlook.
So is the meeting all day?
Yep, it's all day. So registration starts at 8:30 a.m. and the meeting's held at the Clarion Highlander in Iowa City. And then the meeting actually kicks off at 9 o'clock a.m. and then it goes until 4:15.
And why is it important for farmers to continually get this new information?
It's important for farmers to continue to get information. Things change we've got two new pests that we're dealing with or could potentially be dealing with. So trying to help keep farmers informed and kind of what's on the cutting edge so that way they can continue to be profitable in their operations.
And are there different presenters on the different topics?
Yep. So we've got a variety of different presenters, including quite a few folks coming from campus. So each of the different topics will be a different speaker. So it's kind of nice. You'll have our corn plant pathologists, our entomologists, some of the soil fertility specialists coming from campus. And then there's a few of the local field specialists speaking as well.
So those specialists will be on hand, and if you have questions, it's a great place to go.
Yep, and they'll be happy. I mean, once they get done presenting, during their presentations, they're always happy to answer questions. But if you want to come up and visit with them afterwards, they always like those one-on-one interactions as well.
And how should people sign up for this?
So they can either register online, and it's just simple. You go to cropadvantage.org, and there'll be 14 different locations, but you can select the Iowa City location, and there's an online thing that you can go through to register, or you can go to the Washington County Extension office, and the ladies there can help you get registered.
And what would you say to somebody who's considering going?
I would say to them that if they're wanting to get more information and have the most current knowledge so that way they can make informed decisions for their operation, this is definitely a meeting worth considering going to. So one of the other options for attendees is if they have their private pesticide applicator's license, we will be offering a continuing education course for that, and it'll be for the 2018-2019 year.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Field Agronomist Rebecca Vitito talking about a Crop Advantage meeting that's going to be held in Iowa City on January 29th for area farmers. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.